Try to hit a buzzer and then we'll get started. All right, this is Jackson 8029. All right, you hit my buzzer for me, so we'll get started with our activities. So some of these are going to be pretty easy, so just do your best to tell me whatever you think of. So I want you to tell me the letter, what the picture is, and then something else that starts with that letter.
A, apple.
And what other word?
Amazing.
That's a good word.
B, boy. Boing. C, cookies. Cut. D, duck. Dairy. E, elephant. Equal.
Nice. We have to think about that
one. F, fish. Fantastic. G, guitar. Great. H, house. How. I, ice. H. J, juice. Jump. K, key. Kick. L, leaf. Leap. M, monkey.
Change houses, you're
moving.
Good thing.
N, nose, not. O, orange.
What's the opposite of close? If you close the door, then you need to
open.
Good job.
P, plate. Pan. Q. Quack. Quilt.
Nice. Q's a hard one.
R. Red. Rocket. S. Spider. Skip. T. Table. Two. U, umbrella. Up. V, vacuum. Valid.
Nice.
W, watch. What? X, x-ray.
Yeah, this one's tough. This is a hard one. You know that musical instrument thing?
Oh, xylophone.
Yes, exactly.
Y, yogurt. U. Z, zebra. Zoo.
Awesome job. Hit a buzzer. We're done with
You're
that.
You're doing great.
Yep, the going is the best. All right, tell me the number you see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 20?
You almost got
25,
you.
30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000.
All right, tell me everything you see here, and if you know the answer, you can tell me that too.
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Good job.
19 minus 1 equals 18. 3 times 6 equals.
It's a little little tougher. If you're not sure, that's fine. You can go to the next one.
Let me see. All right, so.
Good job. I saw you thinking through that. That was awesome.
21 divided by 3 equals.
This one's kind of tough. If you're not sure, we can.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's 7 if you want.
7.
All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer. Done with that.
Great job.
Done with that one. And now we're going to look here, and I just want you to tell me, I'll tell you that this is a slide, okay? Mm-hmm. Can you say the word I say?
Slide.
Okay, and then now there's two of them, so what would you call two of them?
Slides.
Perfect, just like that.
Sandwich.
I'll call it a snack.
Snacks.
This I'll call a mitt. Can you say mitt?
Mitt.
I got a mip.
Mip.
Perfect.
Mips.
This is a yag.
Yag. Yags.
Perfect, just like that.
Mug.
I'll call it a cup.
Cup. Cups.
This is a skack.
Skack. Skacks.
This is a smide.
Smides. Boat.
Yeah, I'll call it a ship, though.
Ship. Ships.
This is a duck.
A what?
A duck.
Ducks.
Let's see, I'll try that again. Duh, up.
Ducks.
Mm-hmm, good job. This is a bag.
Bags.
This is a light.
Lights.
This is a brib.
Bribs.
This is a kel.
Kels.
This is a foo.
Foos.
A rock? This is a rock.
Mm-hmm. Rocks.
This is a crib.
Cribs.
This is a pite.
Pites.
What'd you say?
Pites.
Awesome. This is a shoe.
Shoes.
This is a bell.
Bells.
And this is a yawk.
Yawks.
Perfect job. Hit another buzzer for me.
Mm-hmm. You did awesome job.
All right. Now I just want you to tell me everything you see in this picture, okay?
A lion, a boy, a fish, a pond, a lily pad, a flower. Dragonfly. That's all I see. There is leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Grass.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boat. I don't see anything else.
So what's going on in this picture? Like, who are they? How did they get there? You can make it up.
They were on an adventure. And then a lion hopped into their boat.
What? What would you do if that happened to you?
I would scream, probably.
Why is he not screaming? What do you think happened next?
Then maybe they became friends.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think they're setting off to do? What would the lion want with the boy? How would the boy help him?
Maybe they are going to a zoo.
Good idea. So where do you think they are in the world?
Probably I would say probably West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
What? Anything else you see here? Any other ideas you have about this picture?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What's going on here?
This boy is sewing on paper airplane and pretending it's a plane and he's driving in it. Mm-hmm. And he's on his bed with a ton of pillows. And there is a toy truck under his bed and a toy car right next to his bed and a sock. Mm-hmm. And another pillow right next to the sock. And there's a fish in a fishbowl. There's books. And there is a window and clouds outside.
Yeah, anything kind of funny about this picture or out of place?
There is a... there is, like, the whole, like, an airplane in mm-hmm. his room. There's an airplane in his room.
Yeah. Have you ever played pretend before?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to play pretend as?
A wrestler.
A wrestler. Is that what you want to be when you grow up?
Probably not. I'll probably be maybe a firefighter.
Oh, that's awesome. So... what is his, does his room look like your room at home?
No.
What's different about it?
There's a fish and there is, a bunch, and there is a, painting.
Mm-hmm.
And there is books on his, dresser.
That's a little, yours is just set up a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing a flight suit.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a...
and goggles and a, like a hat.
Any other ideas about this picture?
He's wearing slippers on his bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
That's it? All mm-hmm. right.
There is a scientist with a light bulb, and there's an octopus in their lab, and there is books on the ground, and there's a two lab rats, and it looks like the periodic table right there.
Good.
And the octopus is holding a magnifying glass right next to the periodic table. And the octopus is also holding a pencil and a notebook with, and there is DNA on a little poster. And there's like little scientist stuff all over, like little things where like you pour it together and then like it makes something new. Mm-hmm. And there's a trash can. And there's a huge desk with books on the ground. Yeah, that's all I see. And the octopus is also holding, and the octopus is also, and there's a plant in a cup, probably with water. Yeah, that's all I see.
That's a really good description. So you think everything in there is for different experiments, or?
Yeah.
What do you think the experiment she is doing right now?
Studying electricity.
Kind of like the exhibit you just were in.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So we're using the octopus as like there on purpose, as like a helper? Do you think it like is not supposed to be there? What does it look like?
It looks like it's like in like a little, like it's like a helper. It's writing notes. It's putting a magnifying glass right next to the periodic table so she can see.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, what do you think about the rats then?
They're probably gonna be like sub-tests, like to see like what like different medicines do.
Oh, mm-hmm. So they're a part of the experiments.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Any other ideas you have about this picture or experiment she might be doing?
She might be studying the octopus.
Yeah, that's very meta. Help me, but I'm also going to study you. That'd be wild.
Mm-hmm. There's a trash can.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you would ever want to do something like the scientist would, or is that not?
Nah.
Not really.
No.
All right, anything else here?
No.
All right, last one of this.
there was a girl holding a giant beetroot, and there's, and she's in a garden with carrots, and there's a snail, and there's a snail in a, and there's a snail in a shell, and there is a shovel, and there's a bunch of beetroots around there. There's clouds. There's grass. It looks like she's in like a garden. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think's going on in this picture?
She's like probably like farming, getting like the beetroot, the carrots.
Do you think she owns the farm or?
Probably her parents own the farm.
So do you think that she's like a normal sized kid and that's huge, or do you think she's really small? Like what's the, what makes the most sense to you?
The beetroot's really big because those because the other beetroots and carrots are smaller.
That's a good deductive skills. What about the snails though? Are they just closer to the picture, or do you think that they're big too?
They're closer to the picture.
Gotcha. Have you ever been on a farm before?
Think?
Maybe. Vague memory. What would you grow if you had a farm?
I would probably grow carrots because I loved cooked carrots.
That's a good plan. So you'd enjoy being on this farm then, huh?
Yeah.
Any other ideas about this one?
There's a fence in the background.
Mm-hmm. Is the fence for
probably keeping animals out or keeping animals in.
Yeah, either way. That makes sense. All right, anything else?
No.
All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. Go ahead and read this for me.
I have good news, class, said Mrs. Starr. Our school is going to have a play. The play is called The Princess and the Frog. The princess wants students in our room to dance in the play. She knows we have lots of good dancers in our classroom. She'd like us to dance the way we dance on the playground. She will visit later this week to pick children in our room to dance in the play. So keep practicing your dancing. Everyone shouted, "Hooray! We're going to be in a play. People will come and watch us dance. What fun. I'd like to dance in the play," said Jamie. "Me too," excitedly Tirma. The girls were good friends. Jamie was a good dancer. Tammy liked to dance too, but she did not want but she did not know all the dances. I do not know all the dances. I will not be picked, said Terma. I will teach you every dance, said Jamie. Each day on the playground, the girls practiced every dance they practiced, so they would be good dancers in the play. The girls danced and dreamed about being in the play. All the children danced and danced all week on Friday. The principal came to pick dancers for the play. "You are all good dancers. I'd like all of you to be in the play," she told them. The children were happy. They were excited to all be in the play. Terma hugged Jamie. "Thank you for helping me," she said. "You're a good friend." The girls were so happy. They smiled and danced. All the boys and girls joined in and danced too.
Awesome job. Good focus.
The sweet potato is a root vegetable, so that means it grows under the ground. Sweet potatoes are large and sweet. Sweet potatoes are long. The skin of the sweet potato can be yellow, orange, red, brown, purple, or tan. On the inside, the sweet potato can be tan, white, red, pink, purple, yellow, or orange. If the sweet potato is white or pale yellow, it is not very sweet. The sweet potato will taste sweeter if it is red, pink, or orange. There are many ways to cook a sweet potato. You can bake it in the oven. You can make sweet potato fries. You can even make sweet potato pie. Johnny's big brother, Jeremel, reads lots of books. John Etz reads too, but sometimes she just plays with her cat. One day, her brother came home from school with a top reader prize. Jeremy was very happy. Mom and Dad were pleased. Johnny was happy too, but she also wanted to be a top reader. "You must read 5 or more books in a week. I will help," her brother said. Mom took them to the library to get lots of books. Jeremy helped his sister read the books. The next week, Johnny got a top reader prize. "Fantastic. Let's read lots of books every week so you both will always be the top reader," said Dad.
Awesome job sounding that out. That was awesome. Give yourself a double buzzer on that one.
Great job.
All right. I want you to tell me what they're doing and then step by step how you do it.
Brushing their teeth. First, I like to get my back teeth, my bottom back teeth, and then my top back teeth, and then I like to get my 2 front teeth and my other 2 front teeth, and then I brush the rest of my teeth, and then I go behind my teeth, and then I brush all of them, and that's how I brush my teeth.
Very thorough.
He is washing his hands. I like to put water first on my hands, then get soap, then scrub my hands, and then put the water back on. He is putting on tying his shoes. I like to take both of the laces and wrap them around, and then pull one under the other one, and then twist it again, and then pull it, and then make a bunny ear, and then wrap it around, and then pull the one I wrapped around, and then pull the 2 bunny ears, and that's how I tied my shoes.
That is a good description. Thank you.
She is pouring her cereal. First, I like to pour the cereal and then the milk. My favorite cereal is Reese Puffs.
That's a really good one. I haven't had that one in a long time.
He is putting on clothes and his jacket. First I get my pants, then my shirt, and then I get my socks on, and I get my hat on. She's baking cupcakes. I've never baked before.
Really?
Mhm. I've baked food, but not pastries.
Okay, well, you can just tell me what you do when you like ice cupcakes or decorate them.
I like to put the frosting on, then the sprinkles.
What kind of icing? What kind of sprinkles?
I like to do green icing, and then I do like rainbow sprinkles.
What do you like? Chocolate or vanilla? Cupcake or
chocolate.
That's good.
She is painting a picture. I like to draw stick figures, and I like draw stick figures, then the sun, and then the sky, and then the grass, and I make like trees, and that's how I draw a picture.
Is it like action scenes, or the people are just like
just
hanging out?
Just like standing there, just.
Mm-hmm.
He is buckling himself. I like to take the seatbelt and then like wrap it go over me, and then I like to pull it under the strap, and then I buckle myself in.
Yeah. What? Why is it important to buckle?
Because if the car crashes or stops really quickly, the seatbelt will stop you from flinging forward.
Yeah. Good job. You don't have to tell me how to do this, just what's going on here, and would you do that?
She is feeding her stuffed animal, and no, I would not do that.
Do you play pretend with any, like, animals or dolls or anything?
No.
No, just your pretend wrestling?
Yeah.
Who do you wrestle with?
My little brother.
That makes sense.
And also my big brother sometimes.
Uh-huh. What's going on here?
He is, pretending to be a ballerina, a witch, and a fairy.
All at once, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have like any dress-up clothes at home you like to use, or?
No.
No, not anymore.
They are going down the slide. I like to like run and then go down the slide, so I go super fast.
Is it like one of those tall slides at the playground, or are they kind of like?
I go to this playground that has like a really steep slide.
Oh,
I like to like run and then slide down it.
Gosh. So is that your favorite thing at the playground, is the slide, or is there something else you like better?
The monkey bars are my favorite.
Those are hard to do too.
He is playing soccer. I play soccer.
Can you tell me like the rules of the game, like how the game works?
Mm-hmm. So you may not use your hands unless you are the goalie. And you kick the ball into the other team's goal, and you can, if the ball is flying towards you and you can't use your feet to kick it up, you bump it with your knee or your stomach, and then you can kick the ball, and you have to run to the goal and kick the ball into the goal.
Yeah,
and that's how you score score a point.
What positions are your favorite?
Probably midfield.
Nice.
They are playing with blocks. I like to play with Legos and like make like a little wall into the corner, so it's like a little castle.
That's a fun idea. Do you like to do Legos alone, or you like when people help you with
that? My little brother helps me.
That's fun.
They are swinging. I like when I go up, I like pull it the chains back, and then I look upwards, and then I put my feet forward, and then when I go backwards, I put my feet backwards, I look down, and then I pull the chains forward.
That's a really good description. Thank you.
They are sharing candy or eating the candy. My favorite candy has to be a lollipop.
Mm. Well, that's the thing right there, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you share your candy ever?
No.
What do you go for Halloween this year?
I think I'm gonna go as Pikachu.
Pikachu? Oh, that's a fun costume. Oh, that's awesome. All right, what's going on here?
waiting for the timer, waiting for a timer. He is sitting down and waiting for the timer to ding.
What reason might he be waiting for
the timer? He might. He might have been like doing something bad, so he's in timeout and he's waiting for the timer to ring.
Have you been in timeout before?
Yes.
Recently, or and that's all in the past.
That's all in the past.
Good answer. All right, go ahead and hit three buzzers at the same time. You think you can do that?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, last thing.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you, Diva. We'll just look at a few more, and I just want you to, again, tell me what's going on in there, and then we'll finish up.
She's in space with a notebook, and there is a strap connecting to the spaceship giving her air, and there's somehow fireflies, even though there's no oxygen. And there's a moon, and there's Jupiter, and there's Saturn, another Saturn. And there is Earth, an alien spaceship atop, and a meteor, and a ton of stars.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what was unrealistic about this picture, but you already told me. Okay, just a few more fun ones. Oh, yeah, what's this?
It's a frog wearing a crown and a mug.
It's kind of silly. What would you do if you walked in your kitchen and saw that?
I would pet it.
New pet.
Yep.
Alright, a few more.
There is a boy with a sandwiches stacked on top of each other with cheese and mayo and a tomato, and he's feeding it to, and he's feeding a giraffe lettuce. Mm-hmm. And on top of the tall sandwich is a stick with an olive in it.
So do you think that guy's gonna eat that whole sandwich by himself, or what is he doing?
He is probably going to feed the sandwich to the giraffe.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, one more. Oh, this is my favorite one.
There is a pig taking a bath with a boat, and a towel is on the bathtub. There is soap out of the bath. There's a ton of bubbles and a rubber ducky right next to the tub.
What's out of place about this one? Why is this a silly picture?
Because usually pigs don't take baths.
Yeah, at least not inside, right?
And there's also a boat on the water in the bathtub.
Yeah. All right, awesome. We are all done. Hit as many buzzers as you want. We are good. Thank you for doing all that talking today for us. That really helped us out.
You did so good, buddy.
Yeah, you did. So kind of like I hinted at the beginning, you can walk around here. Just by the fact of you talking, it's going to train robots to understand.